This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
To build a nation, we need more than one character. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless some of us with more than one that we definitely need to make a change and to leave an impact. And one of the women that had more than one character and definitely left an impact is Nusaybah bint Ka'b. She's a companion who was born and raised in Medina. She came from Banu Mazen. It's a clan from Al-Khazraj tribe in Medina. Her mother name was Rabab bint Abdullah. Nusaybah bint Ka'b from Banu Al-Khazraj. And she was one of the most prominent female Muslim figures of Islam. And she played a major role in many Islamic history events. The reason she was extraordinary is her patient courage, sincerity, and dedication to this deen. She became a Muslima before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Medina. She actually was one of the two women who traveled with the companions to meet Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Al-Aqaba and to pledge the allegiance to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The allegiance of Al-Aqaba is when a delegate from Medina went to meet Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the outskirts of Mecca. And that event and that allegiance changed the history of Islam, because that's when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam felt the people of Medina are willing to accept him. And this actually made or paved the road for the migration to Medina, which basically changed the Islamic history. She was very courageous, and history would write this for her. Not only she, her husband, she married twice, and her four sons. Her landmark courage was seen on the day of Uhud, the famous battle where originally the Muslims actually won. And at that point, she was in the battlefield taking care of the wound. When things turned around and the Muslims start to lose, that's when she started fighting like no other fighter. It's reported that she got 12 wounds from that day when she fought to save the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Her son was with her fighting, Abdullah, and he was struck with a sword in Uhud. She came to him, wrapped his wound with a band-aid, and told him, go back and continue fighting. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saw that, and he looked at her and says, who can do what you did, Ya Ummu Amara? This is actually her nickname. The man who struck her son, Abdullah, came back to the battle. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam warned her and informed her when he saw that man that he's back. And Nusaybah herself, that woman, confronted the fighter, knocked him down off his horse. And then she actually and her son Habib killed that man. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said about her, I did not in that battle, I did not turn right or left, except that I saw her fighting for me. Sayyidina Nusaybah stood strong and fought for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam despite her wounds. Her worst wound was actually on her shoulder, which took years to heal after that battle. In the same battle, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam made a lot of dua for her and for her family. And he alayhi salatu wasalam said, imagine this, you and me, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam making this dua. And he said, may Allah bless you, O people of this home, your mother place. And he was talking to her son, Abdullah. And he said, your mother place is greater than the place of so-and-so. And he mentioned some companion. May Allah have mercy on you, O people of this home, and your father. Place is greater than the place of so and so. May Allah have mercy on you, people of this home. She had a wish. She actually asked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was her wish? Pray for me. Pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make me a companion with you in paradise. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua for her. He said, Ya Allah, make them, the family, my companion in paradise. She actually was also not only courageous, but she was one of the reasons for revelation of a verse in the Quran. When she came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and she said, the man is taking away all the rewards, and most of the rewards are mentioned in the Quran about the men. What about us women? And then the verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ, the believing men, the believing woman, the Muslim men, Muslim woman, the fasting men, fasting women, all this verse was revealed because of her in one narration. In another narration, it's actually also was reported that Umm Salama asked the same question. Sayyidina Usaiba fought and was courageous till the last breath in her, not only in the Battle of Uhud, she actually was part of the Fath Makkah, the conquer of Makkah, and also in the Battle of Al-Yamama. After Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, she was part of that battle also. She was so sincere, loved this deen, sacrificed for this deen, and believed fully in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and supported the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam enough the dua that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam made for her.